With your permission. Even though this year it's a leap year and we have two Adar, but Chachamim tell us that even Adar Rishon, the first Adar, also have the energy of Purim inside it. As the Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah, and let's we follow the halacha, it's called Purim Katan, that Yudalev and Tetvav Adar Rishon, even though we have two Adar this year, it's called Purim Katan. 30 Yom Lifnei HaChag, 30 days before the Chag already, says the Gemara already, you should speak about the Chag. So Bezrat Hashem, the first shiur about Purim, we'll start tonight with your permission. Al ken ka'u hayamim ha'ele Purim, al shem ha'pur. The Megillah that was written by Mordechai and Esther tells us that the holiday that's coming, it's called Purim. You have to call it Purim. I really don't have to call it anything. I don't have to call the holiday Pesach. I don't have to call it Shavuot. I don't have to call it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to it in the Torah. That's the name. But it doesn't say in the Torah that you have to call this Chag, Chag HaMatzot. You have to call this Chag Sukkot. It doesn't say Al Ken. Therefore, Chag Pesach is called Chag HaMatzot because of, it doesn't say, there's no sentence in the Torah. There's no name for Chag HaShavuot at all in the Torah. It doesn't say Chag HaShavuot. It says Chag HaBikurim. Again, it doesn't say you have to call it Chag HaBikurim. Purim, the Megillah says, that was written by Ruach HaKodesh. And if you remember the lectures from last year, the Chatam Sofer said the Megillah has energy, that in a way the energy is higher than the energy of the Torah. It says, Al ken karu hayamim ha'ele Purim. You call those days Purim. You have to call it Purim. So if I don't have to call it anything. Al shem ha'pur. Says the Gemara, says this what the Megillah means. He pil pur hu agura lifnei Haman. And it says, Haman made a lotto. Haman did not just come out and came with the decision to destroy Am Israel before he made a lotto, a pur. He made a lotto to check which day is the best day that he can, chas v'shalom, destroy Am Israel. So therefore, comes the Megillah and says, Al ken karu hayamim ha'ele Purim. He says, holiday is going to be called Purim. It says, why Purim? Because Haman made the pur, Haman made the lotto. And if he would make, but this has to do with me. If somebody's going to ask you what happened in Purim, you don't tell him, Haman made the lotto. He says, Purim, it was Haman who wanted to kill us, and Hashem saved us. Says the Megillah, no. Somebody can ask you, what is the holiday of Purim? Not because Hashem saved you from Haman. It's because Haman made the pur, Hashem made this holiday. It's not because you were saved, Hashem gave you a holiday. Hashem gave you a holiday because Haman made a lotto, and Hashem canceled the lotto. That's what it means. It's a different concept of the Chag. That's what the Megillah says. Al ken karu hayamim ha'ele Purim. It says Purim is called Purim because of the lotto. It says you have to call it Purim. You can't call it, this is, I have a Chag. What Chag? What does the medical Chag? No, you have to say this. Chag is called Purim. It's not called Hashem saved me from Haman. Hashem killed Haman. It says Haman made a lotto. Hashem canceled the lotto. It says, what's the significance of it? Also, we have to understand the truth. The Gemara says, Gdola Sarat Abad, Yotem 48 Nevi'im. Comes the Gemara and tells us, you should know Haman really did a favor to you. So the Gemara, the 48 prophets, even though they're not in the same time, even though not all of them in the same concept, but the Gemara says there were 48 big prophets. The sounds from the Gemara that those 48 tried to put us on the right path, and they weren't successful. Who did it to us, put us on the right path? Haman. Says the Gemara, Gdola Asarat Tabat, it means that Ahasuerus took his ring and gave it to Haman, was greater and bigger than 48 prophets, even though part of the 40 prophets of Amasaki Yaakov, nothing to do with anything, but that's what the Gemara says. So it means Haman did us a favor. And even if we don't consider it as a favor, the Gemara says, that actually, when the Gzera of Haman came, says the Gemara, that Eliyahu, a Navi, came and told it to Mordechai. And the reason for that, the Gemara has two reasons. Either they bowed down to the statue in time of Nebuchadnezzar, or they went to the party of Ahasuerus. So Haman didn't come for nothing. Like Hitler did not come for nothing. Don't think somebody came for nothing. Don't think somebody came for nothing. If you tzaddikim, if you holy people, if you perfect, Haman would not come. Hitler would not have come. Haman came, says the Gemara, because we did not behave. So Haman is a tool. Haman is a stick that the Kadosh Baruch Hu uses him. So the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed, so called, with the Gzera of Haman. That Haman had a point, not because of his point of him, but again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish us. So what is this whole thing? You know, Haman was hung. So you read the Megillah, you bang on Haman. That's not Haman. Haman is a puppet. Haman is nothing. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish us because we bowed down to the statue, or because we went to the party of Ahasuerus. Not only that, the Gemara says that people used to make wine on Shabbat in Iran. And like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels, go, make sure Haman will going to fulfill his task or his will. This is because we made wine on Shabbat. So what is the happiness? You know, Haman was hung. I said, listen, Baruch Hashem, no, so the Gzera is canceled. But it's nothing to do with Haman. What has to do with Haman? Were you happy with Haman? What do you have with Haman? It's nothing to do with Haman. So it was execution notice. Execution notice was cancelled. Okay, so you're happy about it. But it's nothing to do with Haman. No, you're happy about Haman. Hung him on the tree. Almost 1 year was hung on the tree. And then his children on the tree. What has to do with anything? So she was a gzera. She saved you. So if Haman was not hung, it has to do with Haman. Sounds from the Megillah, Haman. I said, what is the idea about Haman? That Ahasuerus is upset at him, that the whole thing is upside down with him. Not only that, the Megillah tells us that really what made Ahasuerus to decide to destroy, to kill Haman, to hang him, is because he was invited to a party. He goes to the party. And in the party, Esther said nothing. Can have another party. He goes home. He's very happy. He comes home. And he's upset. The Megillah said Mordechai did not bow down to him. His wife tells him, go make a tree, hang Mordechai. He's happy. Says the Megillah, Ahasuerus cannot sleep at night. He has a dream that Haman comes with a sword, wants to kill him. Of course, it's not true. It's very strange. And then Ahasuerus asked to read his diary, that maybe he didn't pay somebody, that somebody did a favor to him. And of course, it's Mordechai. And in exactly that moment, Haman comes. And Ahasuerus is going to ask him, what shall I do to the person I owe a favor? And the Megillah will tell you Haman thinks it's him. And Haman said he should go on the horse of the king and should wear the king's clothing. And Ahasuerus says to him, go do it to Mordechai. It's a very strange scenery. He says, a few minutes ago, he made a tree. He's coming to Ahasuerus to ask him permission to hang Mordechai in the morning on the tree. And Ahasuerus has a dream, a false dream, that Haman wants to kill him, and he's already upset at him, and now he's going to ask Haman a question, and Haman thinks it's him, and it means Mordechai. Very strange. Then, second, there's another party. Another party, Ahasuerus asks Esther, what do you want? What is your request? Esther said, well, save me, because we were in the Gezerah to be killed. Ahasuerus asks Esther, who is this? Is Haman? Says the Megillah, Ahasuerus goes outside. He's upset. And he goes and he sees people chopping wood in his garden. He asked them, what are you doing? He said, Haman told us to chop the wood in the garden. He said, who are the people? It's not people, it's angels from Shamayim came. Playing tricks. Said, what is this, a joke? What do you mean angels came from Shamayim? They're chopping trees. Chopping trees in the garden of Ahasuerus. And Ahasuerus said, what are you doing? He said, Haman told us. Well, Haman didn't tell you. Well, what is this, a joke? So Ahasuerus is so upset about it, he comes back, he sees that Haman falls on top of Esther. Says the Gemara, an angel. Angel pushed Haman on top of Esther. That's a joke. It's a joke. I said, there must be something in it that the whole thing is happening with this guy Haman. And Ahasuerus said, hang Haman, finish. Because Haman, oh Hashem, everybody's happy, Haman was hung. Very strange. The sixth parasha, ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. Says the Gemara, says ואלה המשפטים, it says, and also those are the laws. The Gemara to tell you, to teach you. It's a continuation of last week's parasha. Last week's parasha, מהראשונים מסיני, אפילו מסיני. And it says, you should know, last week's parasha, sounds like it's Ten Commandments. Like Ten Commandments that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us on our Sinai. Af Elu mi Sinai. Also those are from Sinai. But what it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim after the Ten Commandments, he learned with Kadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days and 40 nights. This is the first thing, when he came up to Shamayim, Hashem said with him, says the Gemara, learn with him. He learned with him first, says the Gemara, at daytime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned with him Torah, at night, he learned with him Mishnah and Gemara. At daytime, he learned with him, he told him in the middle, he arrived in Shamayim, ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. That's the sentence. That's what Hashem told him. Those are the laws that you're going to put in front of them. Comes the Gemara and says, first of all, they should know, אשר תשים לפניהם, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, don't think that you're just going to tell them without explanation. I want you to explain to them. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says, you should know that here Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, when you teach them, you have to teach them four times. So they should penetrate inside the head, and they should know it, teach them well. The halachot, again, the first one, kritik ne'eved ivri. Somebody is buying a Jewish slave. How is he buying a Jewish slave? Says the Gemara. Says over here, the Torah talks about somebody stole something, and he doesn't have the merchandise that he stole, he doesn't have the money that he stole. So Bnei is going to sell him to a Jewish slave. He has to be a slave for 6 years. After 6 years, he goes outside. He goes outside, says the Torah, V'mamo yomar ha'eved, if that Jewish slave says he wants to stay over, Ahavti et Adoni et Ishti v'et Banai, I said, I like them very much. I want to stay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You want to stay? But, you know, before you stay, you take him to Bedin, and you're going to make a hole in his ear. And he says, why you make a hole in his ear? He says, the Gemara on Har Sinai, we said, Hashem said, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otsetiha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim. He says, I took you from slavery. He says, it means you have to be a slave of Hashem. And now you're going to choose yourself another owner besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ear that heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, or maybe he heard, the Gemara says, Lo Tignov, don't steal. Or it says, don't steal, you stole, even though the don't steal in the Torah means don't steal a person, but that's the matter right now. It says, you had the concept not to steal, and you stole, and you were sold to be a slave, and now you want to stay over. Can I make you a hole in your ear? Avadol olam atil yavel. Very strange halacha. That's the first one that Moshe Rabbeinu learned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was told from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go down, tell them this. This is the first halacha that I learned upstairs. Explain to them all the halacha, all the halachot around it, and the details. That's Parashat Mishpatim. Comes the Gemara and says this parasha has at least 60 mitzvot. According to one of the Chachamim, 70 mitzvot. The two more parashiyot the Gemara says have the same amount. This Parashat Bo. Before we came out of Mitzrayim, and also Parashat Kedoshim. Either 60 or 70. I says, what is the importance of this week's Parasha? The Haftarah Bezrat Hashem, you're going to read this Parasha, the Sefer Yirmiyahu. Sefer Yirmiyahu, Navi Yirmiyahu tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go and to tell Am Israel, please release Jewish slaves. This is before the destruction of First Beit HaMikdash. Hashem told him, Yahu, those people that hold down to the Jewish slaves, that people, I don't know if they sold themselves or Bedin sold them because they were thieves, it's no information. But anyway, you're allowed to be a slave only for 6 years. And more than 6 years already are being slave. So release them. Yirmiyahu comes to Am Israel and tells them, listen, Hashem told me you should release the Jewish slaves. You're not allowed to have them more than 6 years. It's past 6 years that you're holding down to them. Release them. They release them. Release them. Says the Navi, there's no information when, a few days later, a month later, or a very short time, they went back to the houses. They recaptured those people. He says, you better come to my house, you're my slave. Took them. Says the Navi, that Hashem told them, Yahu, go tell them now that the Nebuchadnezzar is coming. It's all over, finished. Yerushalayim is over. Exile is coming. Destruction of all of Israel. It's all over, finished. And that's how the Haftarah ends. Finished. He says, what is really behind it? What's behind this concept? It's just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that after 6 years, if you own a Jewish slave, release him. Okay. So they didn't release him. So Navi tells you, no, first they release them, then they recapture them, big deal, so. Then Hashem tells them, yo, now it's all over. Finished. No, well, no, there's nothing. It's not Chas Shalom, they killed somebody. They didn't do Avodah Zarah. It's nothing. Just that story. What is the significance of that story? In the Tanakh, a very strange story in Sefer Yehoshua. The Gemara tells us, you should know, that if Am Yisrael would have behaved, we would have Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Sefer Yehoshua. How important it is, the book of Yehoshua, this is the book that is connected to the Torah. The rest of the books that Mordechai and Shetzer HaGdolah put in the Tanakh, what we call the Bible, the Tanakh, was only because we didn't behave 100%. We would behave 100%. So besides the Torah, we would have Sefer Yehoshua. That's how important that book that was written by Yehoshua. In that book, Yeshua, of course, writes, sounds like a diary, history, what happened when we went to Eretz Israel. The story, first they came to Eretz Israel and they captured Jericho. Then they have the story with the city of Ai. They tried to capture. And the first time they tried, they failed. Somebody took from the looting. Yeshua said not to take from the looting of Jericho. Achan took. Then they killed Achan. Then they captured Ai. The next story, his people came from the city of Gibeon. God dressed with old clothing, with torn shoes, with old bread, what he used to call cheesecake those days, not fresh ones. And they came to Yeshua, they said, we come from a very far place, Antarctica. We heard about you, we want to make a treaty with you. So a treaty was forbidden to do with them. That's Hashem told Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, Hashem told Yeshua, all those people, all those Arabs, either have to go to the moon or to the ocean. You can't let them stay in Israel. They're going to ruin you. So those people, they heard about Yeshua capturing Jericho. So now they tricked. As a representative of the town, it's called Gibeon, they came, and they told Yeshua, we are from a very far country, and want to make a peace treaty with you. Yeshua investigated them, was Elazar, a Kohen standing over there, the other Sanhedrin over there, they all look at them, he said, look, old clothing, torn shoes, dread with mold, probably who knows from where, they came from America, made a treaty with them. Soon later, they found out the whole thing was a trick. It's the next town, Gibeon. Next town. Yeshua called them and says, you lie to us. And says, made them to be wood choppers and bring water from the wells. That's in the story in the Tanakh. Of course, tragedies and tragedies later with these people. They're unbelievable bad people. Of course, what do you expect? But anyway, Yeshua wrote the story in the book. First, we have to know what they need to know this story about. Maybe need for later, for Sefer Shmuel, maybe. But the second thing is, how is it possible? You can't trick a regular person. You don't trick. So what? If somebody comes to you with old clothing and has mold in his hand, so, and you know, Hashem told you, don't make a treaty with anybody that from those people that live in Israel. Yes, then passport. Investigation. Put them inside. Let me investigate you. He said, no, we came far away. We lost our passport. We have no green card. We have nothing. You know, we came. So you look at the eyes of them. You see the liars. You can't trick Baba Sali. You can't trick a person. Yeshua was a Navi. Yeshua was a king. You have the Kohen HaGadol. You have the Sanhedrin. All the smart people look at them and says, yeah. They're from far away. Maybe far away. Because they have a torn jacket. Because they have a hole in the shoe. Well, you can buy it in the east side, you buy it. The 14th street, you buy all these things. How do you fall in a trap? All the people fell in a trap like this. From what? How do you get it? And even if it did, what does it mean to you? And it's in the book of Yeshua, but it doesn't make. Gemara comes and tells us you should know, if you praise Yehuda, that he saved Yosef, you're not praising Yehuda. You actually, the Gemara doesn't say what you do, but the Gemara call it, you menaetz. Menaetz means, again, that word, menaetz in Hebrew, uses like you, embarrassing somebody. I'm not embarrassing Yehuda. Simple explanation, I'm not embarrassing Yehuda. Yosef was in the pit. He was almost dead. Yehuda picked him up. He sold him. Okay, so maybe, true, he had the power to return him to Jacob. He didn't. Okay, fine, he didn't. But you can't say that you're embarrassing. Okay, maybe you could. Because why he sold him? Maybe. It's a common comment. The Gemara comes to say, you cannot give any credit to Yehuda. Zero credit. What was zero credit? He saved Yosef. We have Yosef because of Yehuda. Without Yehuda, we wouldn't have Yosef. So, you should have done better. Okay, he didn't do better. But you can't say he did worse. Worse. Menayetz. Not Menayetz. Menayetz means that you're embarrassing somebody, that you put somebody down. He thought that Yosef deserves a punishment. Otherwise, he would not have done it, the Gemara says. The time of the Rambam, people still had a little bit of feeling what is right, what is wrong. So Rambam writes in his commentary that in his time, the people used to go buy shoes. They bought shoes that made from leather only from an animal that was slaughtered, and the shechita was 100% good. It means, took a kosher animal, slaughtered the animal, the shochet checked the animal, and the animal is kosher, and then they took the skin, they made shoes from that. Says the Rambam, though people used to buy shoes only from a kosher animal that was slaughtered, and after it was slaughtered, still the Bema was kosher. Otherwise, they wouldn't buy shoes. Says the Rambam, they didn't buy shoes if it was a kosher animal, and the kosher animal was slaughtered, but the shochet said, no, it's not kosher. Because after the slaughtered animal, you have to check if the shechita was good, you have to check the lungs of the animal. So if the shechita was not good, or the lungs of the animal is not good, it says that we might call it a taref or nevela. If the shechita is not good, it's called nevela. If it's something wrong with the inside of the animal, it's called taref. And people didn't buy shoes from that. Today, Baruch Hashem, they buy shoes from pigs. And they paid $700. In the Rambam time, not only didn't buy from a regular kosher, it has to be shechita kosher. It has to be shechita kshera. Otherwise, you wouldn't buy the shoes. Says the Rambam, somebody comes to a store, or to a person, he sells shoes. He sells shoes, he asks the guy, you have shoes? Yeah, sure. He says, you have shoes from Bema Shchuta, Kosher Shchita, not Nevela. He says, yeah, I do. Says the Rambam, but he gives him shoes from a kosher animal, but the shechita was not kshera. Says the Rambam, if you do such a thing, is like you going, what's the word? Somebody taught me the word. It's called deceiving. Deceiving? Yeah. Deception? Is the word deception? You're stealing the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rambam says. That's how bad it is. So the Chachamim say, look, Tefillin Mezuzot, you're allowed to write only in a parchment, a skin, that comes from a kosher animal. But the kosher animal doesn't have to be slaughtered 100%. And the animal doesn't have to be kosher at the end. Doesn't matter. As long as the skin comes from a kosher animal, you can take the skin the animal, and write in the Sefer Torah, Mezuzot, Tefillin, it's 100%. But shoes, says the Rambam in his time, people bought shoes only from a kosher animal, that the kosher animal, the shechita, was kasher. If the shechita was not kasher, he doesn't want to buy the shoes. Because the shoes are very important, the Gemara says it. Remember I told you, Gemara says a person should sell everything he has, should have shoes on his feet. Because the shoes are the ones that are going to lead you to the right place. Since the Rambam says somebody comes to your store and you sell him shoes, and you want shoes from a kosher animal that the shechita, slaughtering of the kosher woman was 100%, and you sell him from Nevelah, says the Rambam, you tricked him. You tricked him, says you steal his mind. You steal his mind, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, this is like you're going to steal Hashem's mind. This is going to be the end result. End result. So of course, if you go in the Torah, that's what the Gemara says. That's how it started, this creation. The snake deceived Hashem's mind when the angel came inside him and tricked Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava both were in the same category. Cain, says the Gemara. Vayetze Cain milifnei Hashem. Says that after Cain killed Hevel, and Hashem spoke to Cain and says, where is your brother? And it says, I don't know. What the Torah wants to teach you? Says the Gemara, says the Torah. The end thing with Cain. He says, what do you know about him? Says the Torah, Vayetze Cain. Cain left milifnei Hashem. Milifnei Hashem. So what does that mean? It means, says the Gemara, deceives Hashem's mind. Gonev dat Eliona. He says in his heart, never did teshuvah. Never. He argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu back and forth. He says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then what? Nothing. Gonev dat Eliona. Deceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, if we may say. Says the Gemara, the worst thing that can happen to a person, that he acts this way. He says, you don't have a straight mind, you're sneaky, you're tricky, you say one word, and in your heart you think different. Shenemar. Vayisneu oto, v'lo yachlu davro l'shalo. Says the Torah. The brothers hated Yosef. In the morning they see Yosef, Yosef say, so bechei, good morning. The brother said, no speak English. Says the Gemara, praise the brothers. Praise them. They don't act ta'aruf, and in the heart they think different. Says the Gemara, says Navi, says David HaMelech. They said, na'aseh ben yishma, yes. In the heart they said, no. Sinai. Na'aseh ben yishma, they said, ubelibam, says David HaMelech, ifatu. No. It never meant it. Never meant what? Says the Gemara, they never meant they're going to accept Torah Shebaal Peh. They never said they're going to listen to all the mitzvot. They made Na'aseh v'nishma, yeah. But not everything. Only 1%. Whatever you told us, and it's going to be in the text. They tell me, listen, it says in Chazon Ovadia, it says in Mishnah Brura, this, Chachamim made it up, the Rabbanim made it up. Never accepted. It says the trick continued from the snake to Adam. Doesn't answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hides in the tree. Cain goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says they're not straightforward. Yehuda is not straightforward. Yaakov is not straightforward. Says the Zohar. Tricked his father. Every word said the Zohar that we have the sentence of Esav on the other side because Yaakov tricked Yitzchak. Yehuda took the garment of Yosef, dipped it, tricked Yaakov. It says the tricking is worse than the stealing. Stealing has tricking also inside. But just tricking, the trick, is eventually going to trick HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's Chachamim say, the Gemara says, somebody robs somebody, police catches him, he pays just for the merchandise he robbed. If he has it, he gives it back. If he doesn't have it, he has to pay just for the merchandise. A thief being caught that he didn't rob. He stole it, but the guy did not realize it, and he has to pay double. Says the Gemara, why? The Gemara says, because he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means, deceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Worse than everything else. So Chachamim like this, in time of Yehoshua ben Nun, it says Yehoshua made a promise, a cherem, nobody should take anything from Yericho. One guy takes, Achan. It says, the Nabi will tell you, what did he do? He took, and he go and hid it. He put it inside someplace, hid it. It says he tricked, he deceived. It says here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Yehoshua and Am Yisrael will lose the war. Not only will lose the war, Eber Menashe died. One of the biggest Chachamim died. And it says, to show you, to do what? It says, we are one unit. It says, one person steals, not steals, steals mine. All Am Yisrael suffer. Here, look. The next story, Givonim. They come. They trick. They trick Yehoshua. They trick Elazar HaKohen. They trick Sanhedrin. He says, wait, we're far away. He says, look at them. No, you don't understand. One guy acted as stealing mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, look what's going to happen. He says, people come and trick you. People come and trick you. He says, the story through the Torah is always that you, says the Rambam in his commentary, as the Gemara says, you have to be straight. Yashar. Yeshvu yesharim et panecha. It says, Melech oev tzedaka u'mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves laws. It says, Tiyom e'mishpat tipadei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Mashiach because of laws. It's not because Hashem loves laws. Because laws make you straight. And Hashem loves only straight people. It says, Shlomo HaMelech. Elokim asa et Adam yashar. Lema b'kshu cheshmenot rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made Adam Rishon. He made him straight. So the angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the person that we really should praise him. Hashem said, no, it's Ganav. What do you mean Ganav? Ganav means not Yashar. There's Dora Mabul. The Gemara says, the Torah says, Hashem destroyed them because of theft. So what the theft? The Gemara said, what do you think? They went on the street, they stole? No. They stole in a way of sneaky, stealing mind of people. So the Gemara, what do you used to do? The Gemara, the guy used to come to his friend, he says, you have a safe deposit? You have a safe? Safe deposit, you have safe? He says, yeah, I have a safe. He says, can you put my diamond inside your safe? Yeah. Yeah, why not? I put it in the safe. He says, listen, I want to ask you something else. Would you put, I have some spice, it's called Afar Semon. It's a spice, you know, I got it from my mother-in-law, it's very valuable. Can you also put it in your safe? I said, yeah, why, what's so valuable? He said, listen, my mother gave me this, I can't afford to lose it. He says, okay. He takes the spice, together with the diamond, put it in the safe. At night, the guy comes, he smells, he sniffs. He wants to know, where is the Afar Semon? So he knows where the safe is. He comes with the U-Haul, a Moshe mover, and picks up the safe and runs with the safe. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Gezer. All these to go on the market, and each one used to take one grape or one raisin, and finish all the food from the people. He didn't go on the street and rob people and stole. It says, they stole in a sneaky way. It's called deceiving. He says sneaking. Sneaking, says the Gemara, it's worse than anything else. It's eventually going to do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world, Dora Mabul, because signing false documents, saying the wrong things, getting the wrong things with all the kind of tricks. And says the Rambam, you, at the end, you're going to do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ramam, you go and mix. Ramam says, you mix. Mix oil with vinegar and sell it in the street, in the store. Even though it's not mixed, Ramam says. The oil is always going to float on top of the vinegar. So it doesn't matter, but he mixes it and sells it to the person. So why you buy? He says, why you buy? He says, the cake, was it from today? No, the cake is from tomorrow. Is it from tomorrow? The cake is from last Gilgul. Who are you tricking? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, this is the top of the line of theft. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'la mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. I want you to explain to them details. Of course, what are details? No. Don't think that I'm going to tell them the laws without explaining. I'm going to explain. This is one of the things, it's called Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Stay away from a lie. There's no other statement like this in the Torah. Stay away from something. Stay away. Are you allowed to lie? The Torah says, no, you're not allowed. It says, lo tshakeru. Not allowed to lie. So he says, no. This is parasha doesn't say that. It says, stay away from lie. Stay away from lie. As I stay away from lie, that's what it means. You have to be 100% straightforward, honest, 100%. It says, Elokim asat adam yashar shnei mamash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us straightforward. David Melech says, yeshvu yesharim et panecha. It says, David Melech says, straight people will sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to be straight, 100% honest in your heart and what you count with your mouth. It says, the brothers did not say hello to you. So if you don't like somebody, don't swear to him in your heart and say, oh, I love you. If you have something against somebody, don't have a smiley face to him. No, don't have a smiley face to him. I said, the guy should tell him, how can I make a face to him? Tell him, you don't behave. Tell him, I'm not your friend because that's what you do. If you're wrong, so you have to get out of your heart. If you're right in your heart, you don't smile to him in the face and be nice to him. No, he's wrong totally. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu praises the brothers in the Torah. It says, doesn't matter the right or wrong. But if they hate yourself, they don't answer him good morning. Praise the brothers. Shelo ayu echad bape, echad balev. It's not in the mouth, it's one. It says, who did it? We. On Har Sinai. It says, the Gemara, I should know. Haman. Doesn't matter. You want to destroy the Jewish nation. He comes, he makes a loto, he makes a pool. He says, which day is the best day that I know I can do it to them, that I know I'll be successful to do it. That's the problem. Being sneaky, trying to deceive, do something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be able to stop me. Says the Gemara, he went to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh told him, you're out of your mind. Don't you know what happened to Sancheriv? Don't you know what happened to Paro? So, Haman says, listen, God is old already. He's playing golf in Florida. I said, I'll make a lotto, don't worry. He won't do anything. He won't be able to do anything. That's the problem. That's Purim. I says, you know what? So-called saved us and changed the whole thing. He says, Nafochu, you read the Megillah? He says, no, the opposite. He said, Haman want to kill us, we killed them. No. You don't understand. Nafochu, what Haman wanted to do, he wanted to trick HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means, he wanted to deceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Keimu vekiblu ha-Yehudim alem va-azaram. It says, that moment that Haman came, Am Yisrael realized that we said Naseh v'nishma in our mouth, but in our heart we didn't say Naseh v'nishma. Says the Gemara, Hadar kiblua b'zman Achashverosh. Says the Gemara, at the time of Achashverosh, that's what happened. It says we came back to the idea that we have to fulfill what we said in our mouth, Naseh v'nishma, in our heart, to have the same thing on Torah Shebal Peh, on all the halachot of the mishpatim. That's what the Bible gives us. That's what the Megillah says. Al Kekar Memele Purim. It says the holiday is coming, it's called Purim. So why it's called Purim? Because of the lotto. And so what is the lotto? What's so important, significant of it? The significant it was deceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Haman tried. It says, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Well, how did he save you? He didn't save you. He saved you because you did the opposite. You corrected what you deceived at the time on Har Sinai. It says, Ve'ele HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneim. It says, Marishonim is not a Musuna. It says, those Mishpatim, here this parasha is to correct what he didn't do on Sinai, right? On Sinai, he said, Naseh v'nishma, but says the Gemara, in the heart, he didn't say Naseh v'nishma. In the heart, he said, no, we don't accept it. We accept only Torah Shebal to Bechtav. Only what says over there on the text, Ten Commandments. We don't accept anything else that Moshe can tell, do this, don't do this on Shabbat, don't do this on Shabbat. We're not accepting it. It says, the Mishpatim will tell you, Midvar Sheker Techak, you have to be straight, Yashar. He said, be straight, whatever you said, you have to be, come from me, from your heart. Hashem loves you if your mouth and your heart are the same, with no tricks, with no things, sneaky ways, all kind of things. This is the Haftarah. Haftarah says the same thing. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, go tell them. Go tell them to release the Jewish slave after 6 years. This is the first mitzvah of a Jewish slave because Adam HaRishon stole, because Cain stole, because the brother stole. He says, oh, but he's stealing mine. He says, listen, go tell them. The person they bought, he sold himself, but he didn't sold him. He says, after 6 years, release him. The Navi says, Yirmiyahu came. Everybody said, okay, let's do it. Then Yirmiyahu comes to them and says, listen, I know what you did. You released him, and then you went and recaptured the guy. It means when you released him, you didn't release him from his heart. You released him because I told you Hashem said it, because you're afraid. But I see that your heart and your mouth are not the same. Are not the same. Here's Nebuchadnezzar coming to Sobet HaMikdash. The Mikdash was destroyed, not because of the sins, what the Gemara says, it because you're not straightforward. Hashem loves straight people. Hashem will not tolerate to have those sneaky people on the street. He says, destroys Dor HaMabul. The Chazkel Navi said, destroys those Dom, because in Dom it was the same thing. He says, the idea was of being straight, not straight. I mean, say, that's what it means. Shulach manot ish l'reu, matanot l'evyonim. And the idea. Shulach manot ish l'reu, what is this to Shulach manot ish l'reu? It means that you have to love everybody and actually act the same thing. This is the Mishloach Manot you give to somebody, it means you heart, you love him also. It says, because this was the miracle that Am Yisrael was able to achieve via Haman. He is a wicked person. We love Am Yisrael, we hate Haman. We hate Haman not because he wanted to destroy us. Because he wanted to destroy us because we didn't do the right thing. So the Gemara says, they bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. Says the Gemara, well, not exactly, in the heart not, but outside, yes. That's the problem. That's the problem. You look like a goy, and in the heart you think I'm a Jew. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the zechut to be buried in Eretz Israel, because he came to Yitro's house, and the girl said, he's an Egyptian. Moshe said nothing. Moshe said nothing. He says, that's the same idea. He says, Moshe, you have to stand up and say, I'm a Jew. You didn't say, I'm a Jew. You said, Jew? Or say, in the heart, I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew in my heart. But outside, I look like an Egyptian. What do you mean, look Egyptian? It means two faces. You got two faces. In Hebrew, it's called schizophrenia. So that's what you are, Moshe. So the Gemara says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was not buried in Eretz Israel. Lo hoda be'artzo. He said, you did not admit you're a Jew. You try to cover up. He says, in your heart, no, I'm a Jewish in my heart. And my kippah is in my pocket. My tzitzit is in my pocket. My tefillin is in my pocket. I'm not putting tefillin in it. I'm around these people. He says, I'm a Jew in my heart. You're a Jew in your heart. It's sakana. If you're afraid, somebody might has to do something, you're allowed to do, says the Rambam. But other than this, what are you hiding? What are you hiding for? He says, that's the problem that you're hiding. The problem is you two faces. You two faces, that's what the Rambam says, that the Gemara says. You're not straight, you're not Yashar. And says, the whole idea of Purim, we were able to fix, they weren't straight ones. And says, it's called Matanot La'Evyonim. Says, you give somebody, give tzedakah to a poor person, and says, tzedakah, it's a lower level. Matana La'Evyon. Matana, it means that you feel for him. When the Torah says, Lo ta'ametz et lebavcha. It says, when you give a poor person tzedakah, you have to have inside you happiness. You have to love it to give it to him. If you give it to him with your hand, but in your heart, you're not 100%, you didn't do the mitzvah right. The mitzvah has to come from your hand, lo tikpotz et etcha, lo ta'ametz et lebavcha. It says, your hand and your heart has to be the same. He says, when are you going to be the same? If you give tzedakah to a person, not always, okay, the mishulach, okay, I give it to him, okay. But when you give it to him as a present, as matanot la'evyonim, it means you gave with your hand, and you give him like a present. A present you give to someone, only if you like him very much with your heart. And this was the genius of Mordechai and Esther. They said, Purim fixed, so-called, that we can be one face. We can be honest, 100%.
says to stay, to dwell in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be honest. Yishvui Shayim et Panecha, says David HaMelech. He says, you have to give Mishloach Manot, you have to give Matanot La'evyonim, not Tzedakalani, Matanot. And he said, that's the whole poem all about. That we were able to fix that thing. But the Gemara says, Yehuda did not do. He says, Ezeminaetz, he says, don't praise Yehuda. So don't praise Yehuda. He saved, yeah, he saved Yosef 100%. For this, he gives, I don't know if he gives 100% credit, he gets 100%, but he gets credit. Otherwise, Yosef would be dead. But the thing, he took the garment and tricked his father. Ezeminaetz. He says, look, this is called stealing the mind of Yaakov Avinu. This is stealing the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, this is worse. This is worse than everything else. This is the top of the line of stealing. Says the Gemara, is stealing mind of somebody. It says, honesty is in your behavior, in your mind. People should not think, the Gemara says, somebody says, no, you know the whole Shas by heart. It says, if you don't know, don't say, Say, I don't. Say, you don't. Say, you don't. So Chachamim say, this we want to make you a chief, and you know you're not in that stage, tell him, I'm sorry. I'm not the right person. I'm not the right person. Because otherwise, you're tricking them. You're tricking them. Even though they make mistake about you, you're not allowed to help them, said the Gemara. You have to say to them, no, listen, I can't beat it. I don't deserve it. I'm not in this level. If you don't say that, the Gemara says, you're stealing this people's mind. It's called deceiving. This is, you have to be yashar. You have to be straight. So this is Yishvui Sharim et Panecha, Mashiach Kamar Ben Menachem.